A dedicated group of South Korean activists chanted slogans denouncing an expanding campaign of anti-North Korean propaganda being launched from South Korea. They believe the leaflets criticizing Pyongyang's government only provoke North Korea and could lead to further clashes. North Korea has warned they would target the source of the balloons being sent over its territory, worrying locals and causing drops in tourism and real estate.
Paju residents are determined their land will not become a second Yeonpyeong Island. Because of the leaflets sent to the north, our right to life is under threat and we have to worry about our property values and our daily businesses.
The various groups represented here also demand peace talks between the U.S. and South Korea and North Korea and question Seoul's growing alliance with Washington. The site of this demonstration, Imjingak, is a kind of inter-Korean unification park located just 7 kilometers south of the heavily fortified demilitarized zone separating the two Koreas. It's an ideal location for a rally for political purposes, and also when winds are favorable, it's a good spot to launch balloons toward Pyongyang. Recently, lawmakers have joined right-wing activists and, along with the South Korean military, added radios and some cash to messages attacking the Kim Jong-il administration in North Korea. The sinking of a South Korean naval vessel last March and an exchange of artillery which killed 4 South Koreans on Yongpyeon Island, analysts say, gave South Korea justification to apply greater pressure on North Korea to change its behavior, despite an agreement with Pyongyang to refrain from the tactic.
After the direct threat to the south with the Yeonpyeong Island shelling, civil groups embarked on what had been a sporadic psychological war against the north. The North Korean attack broke the atmosphere of calm following the 2004 agreement, so psychological warfare was decided as an aggressive engagement policy in the context of our right to self-defense.
South Korea has been bolstering its defense in other ways as well, moving up the purchase of U.S. unmanned spy planes and stealth fighter jets, as well as launching a 3rd Aegis destroyer this month. South Korea and the U.S. are also engaged in 2 months of military exercises to deter so-called North Korean provocations. Frank Smith, Press TV, Seoul.